listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy.
Chris Clardy.
Live from Terrell and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining me here on another episode of Tales from the Other Side. I am medium Chris Clardy, and I am happy to be here with you this evening. I thought I would start off this evening before we take a caller and talk a little bit about why it is important to seek out an animal communicator. A good example is if you have adopted a pet from a shelter or a rescue organization and you don't know little to next to nothing about their past. It's a great way to see where the pet is from their perspective, especially if they have behavior issues or if they're not opening up to us. Because a lot of these guys that we go out and open our homes and hearts to have never had the ability to be in a home before. And, you know, a lot of times they've lived in a kennel situation all of their lives, or they've lived in a home where they weren't treated as part of the family. So being able to communicate with them and find out why they're scared or why they are not understanding what you are trying to show them is just a really important thing. Or if you have a horse and your horse is afraid of something and you've done different types of training, or you've had different types of riding coaches or specialized trainers out, and they just can't get to the root issue. Having an animal communicator who can tune into that horse's energy and figure out why that blue plastic bag is so scary. So those are two good reasons to seek somebody out. And get somebody on hand to help you have those conversations. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller tonight. It looks like Magda in Toms River, New Jersey. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So my dog passed away, and a little pug.
Oh.
I've been having dreams about her. And looking for her, like chasing her, and when I get to her, it's like she looks sad. I don't know, but I want to get another one just for like she accept. I want her to accept, or it's not. I don't know how to say this. Is it too soon?
No, it is not too soon.
Was she getting mad because she was a jealous dog?
So, okay, you have a really soft spot for me because I have four pugs. And I have...
Oh, my God!
I've been owned by pugs for at least 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So you definitely hit a soft spot with me with having a pug in your life. There's nothing like having one in your life.
No, absolutely not. And I can't get out of my head. She's not in my arms. It's so hard.
Yeah.
I couldn't even let her go. Like, I just want to sleep with her one night. Like, you can't. I just couldn't let her go.
So, what was your little girl's name?
Juliet.
Juliet? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Juliet, let me tap into Juliet's energy here real quick, and we're going to get the feeling from her, because I think that'll help you with this decision. So,
yeah,
Juliet was very princess-like, and she also was like kind of, when she was a little bit younger, was the boss of the house. Her energy was big.
Made her the boss. What?
Her energy was pretty big. She feels like she was just this little clown who brought a lot of love.
Yeah, like she owned the house, and nobody's come in the house. No dogs can get out of my house. Like she let pit bulls know who she is. Like, well, she will literally go after them. I'm like, no, you're gonna get killed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, sometimes they just
but then
don't.
Like when I hold her back, right, and I hold her back, that's when she like barks and then I let her go. She's like, what are you doing? Keep holding me back.
So you had started saying something about her, you having these dreams, and it sounds like you're chasing her in the dream. Is that,
I'm trying to get to her. I keep talking about my Juliet. She was like daughter to me. Like,
yeah,
I never had that kind of dog to me. I can't explain it. But
I completely get it.
That's the hardest part. And I wouldn't understand if she says no. Tell her that too. Like,
no, okay. I really believe
I
the reason
love her
why
and I will never forget her.
I really believe the reason why you're having these dreams that you're chasing her is she's trying to get you to go somewhere. She's trying to take you down a path. And this path that I see is it's through this trail and into this opening, and she's trying to show you that there's love there and that you deserve to share that love that you had with her and you still continue to have of her with another pet. And something that I like to tell people that I find to be true over and over again is these little guys get put into our lives for such a short period of time that when they cross over, they want us to be able to give that love to another pet again. And she wants you to be happy here and to feel like you can give that love and get that unconditional love back. So by all means, when you are ready and when you feel that pull to go and look at that puppy or go to that shelter and look at that adult pug, whatever the situation may be, to do it. Even though she wasn't a huge fan of having other dogs in the house and sharing your attention, she wants to make sure that you are able to carry that love on and to nurture and be able to give a home to another little soul like her.
And is she okay? Because my husband's dog was Romeo and it was a pug too. And he passed away too. And I just want to, they're together.
Absolutely. Like, they're absolutely together.
It was
good. And
okay.
They,
and she's okay.
Yeah.
I know that she's okay.
They're absolutely okay. They don't carry that regret, or that's a human emotion that we get regrets and we worry about if people are mad or our pets are angry. They only know love and they only want us to continue being able to share that love. And I'm also getting that I feel like you had to make this decision for her and that it was a really hard decision. And you feel like there was like, I almost get this sense of it was like she wasn't super an elderly dog. Like you feel like you got kind of shorted a little bit in time with her. Yeah. I don't feel like she was super young, but I also don't feel like she was a really, really like a 15, 16 year old dog that was ready to go. But I do feel like this was an unfolding of events and an illness that caused her to start aging a little bit more rapidly. And you did make the decision when you were supposed to.
because when I knew she was going, I had came back from quarantine. I picked her up, and she was so weak. And then I was like, something's wrong. And I was like, Juliet. And I played songs for her. I mean, when I hear this, that means you're around me. And, you know.
Yeah. And I also get the feeling that you think you hear her sometimes. You think you hear her, her nails going across the floor.
I do. I wake up. Yeah. I feel like, no. But I know it's her.
Yep. That's her dropping in and saying,
I feel like her scratching and stuff.
Yes.
Like the door. Yes. I'm like,
yes.
And like, you know, and the, you know, when they see you, it sounds like a seal.
Yes, the pug greeting.
Yes, I love it.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Yes.
Because it's like, well, you know, that's the only thing that the dogs make you, I mean, are the only ones that see you home. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Yes,
I just want her though.
She's still with you, and she's still checking in with you. And I really believe that she here in the next couple of months is going to guide you to your next pug. And for some reason, I'm thinking that, and don't discard a fawn pug because I'm saying this. But for some reason, I'm sensing that the next one's going to be a black pug.
That's crazy. Because I was going to...
Because I feel like she was fawn.
Yeah, and every time I see one, I don't want to name her Juliet. And was the one, like, everybody loved her. She was just amazing. She knew when her... Oh, she barked and told me when to cook her food. I did it. You know?
Yeah.
Amazing dog. Yeah. They're so smart.
She was such a very special little girl. And she still is. And just when you hear her little nails going across the floor, or you hear that big pug sigh when they get exasperated about something, when you hear that, say, I hear you, Juliet, and I know you're with me and I love you.
Yeah, that's why I do like feel like by my feet, and I'm like, is that you, Juliet?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope this has helped, and I really hope you are able to find your next baby here soon. But don't feel pressured into it. And you're going to get guided. Juliet and Romeo and Juliet are going to help guide you to your next baby. I really feel that. But I've got this overwhelming sense that it's going to be a black pug. But like I said, don't discard what you think is
right.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so, so much. And thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I have such a soft spot for pugs. Pugs are such little clowns, and they have the biggest, sweetest personalities. Like I had told the caller, I've had them for many, many years, and I have a real soft spot for flat-faced dogs. So if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can visit my website at Tarot and Lenormand by Chris. I also do mediumship readings for people. I am also a tarot reader, so if you would like a reading of that nature, please contact me or email me at mediumchrisclardy@gmail.com. So thank you, everyone, and hopefully we'll see you the next time around in another 7 days. And until then, be kind to each other, and hate to sound like Bob Barker, but don't forget to spay and neuter those pets. And we'll see you next time around.